Here's the thought I'll title, We Are All Minimalists. One of my favorite contemporary photographers is Michael Kenna, and I'm so happy we've been able to work with him for several presentations in Lenswork. He's just a terrific photographer, and I think there's something about his aesthetic that is just so simpatico with my own. I wish I could make photographs that had that sense that Michael Kenna seems to capture so easily, but his talent is incredible. And like all great artists, he tends to make something quite difficult look as though it's quite easy, but it's not. Nonetheless, when I was out photographing the other day, I was having a difficult time creating a composition that simplified the world into a more or less unified statement. And it dawned on me that my task in trying to compose that image was essentially trying to become a minimalist in my vision. I was simplifying the chaos of nature by trying to distill it to the least number of things needed to communicate what I was hoping to communicate. We are, I think, all minimalists to one degree or another, for the simple reason that the first thing we do in composition is try to eliminate the unnecessary, try to eliminate the distractions. That in itself is a step towards minimalism. The only question for all of us is, to what degree do we push our minimalist tendencies? Kenna pushes them quite far, and he makes images that are easily recognizable as minimalist, and they're beautiful. I have very, very few minimalist compositions that I would want to compare to a Michael Kenna photograph. But nonetheless, I think there is a lesson to be learned by recognizing that minimalism is the goal. It's just a question of how much minimalism we choose to employ. And that the simple act of composition is a form of minimalism, at least to a small degree.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.